नागिना के दयालु जगत संसारे के दयालु जगत संसारे पतित पावन हेतु तव अवतार पतित पावन हेतु तव अवतार समापतिता प्रभु न पाए बे समापतिता प्रभु न पाए बे प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रेमानंद सुखी आ प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रेमानंद सुखी सीतापति अद्वैत गोसा तव कृपा बोले पाए चैतन्य Ramah Chandra Sangamade Naratana Dasa Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Karama Hare Rama Bina Kedayalu Jagat Sansare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrindaki jai, all glorious, the sum of devotees, all glorious, the sum of devotees, all glorious, the sum of devotees, all glorious, Shri Shri Guru Vrindavan, all glorious, Shri Shri Guru Vrindavan, all glorious, Shri Shri Guru
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhale Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurvana Pracharani Nirvasesha Shinyavati Paschatya Starni Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Stam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Pancha Kalpa Trubhas Jaya Kripa Sindhi Birvacha Patitanam Pavani Birvaishna Bhivyo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today we're reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 20, entitled The Lord Instructs Sanatana Goswami. Today we have texts 157 and 158. 157 has no purport, we can just read together. Jnana Yoga Bhakti Tina Sadhanera Vashe Brahma Atma Bhagavan Trivida Prakashe. Translation. There are three kinds of spiritual processes for understanding the absolute truth. The processes of speculative knowledge, mystic yoga, and bhakti yoga. According to these three processes, the absolute truth is manifested as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. And responsively, text 158. Vedanti tat tat pavidas. Vedanti tat tat pavidas. Taptam yajjnanam adhyam. Taptam yajjnanam adhyam. Prameti paramatmeti. Prameti paramatmeti. Bhagavan iti shabjate. Bhagavan iti shabjate. Vedanti tat tat vavidas. Tattvam yajjnanam adhyam. Prameti paramatmeti. Bhagavan iti shabjate. Vedanti tat tat vavidas. Bhagavan iti shabjate. Vedanti tat tat pavidas. Tatvam yajjnanam adhyam. Prameti paramatmeti. Bhagavan iti shabjate. Vedanti tat tat pavidas. Tatvam yajjnanam adhyam. Prameti paramatmeti. Bhagavan iti shabjate. Vedanti tat tat pavidas. Tatvam yajjnanam adhyam. Prameti paramatmeti. Bhagavan iti shabjate. Anybody else? Vedanti, they say, tat, that, tattvavida, learned souls, tattvam, the absolute truth, yet, which, jnanam, knowledge, adhyam, non-dual, prama, brahman, iti, thus, Paramatma, Paramatma, Paramatma. Iti, thus, Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Iti, thus, Shabdyate, is known. Translation for Prabhupada's Dwangir Srila Prabhupada. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan. Report. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1 to 11,
For an explanation, see also Adi Lila, chapter 2, verse 11. Those who are interested in the impersonal Brahman effulgence, which is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can attain that goal by speculative knowledge. Those who are interested in practicing mystic yoga can attain the localized aspect of Paramatma. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Shuddheshi Arjuna Tishtati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated within the heart as Paramatma. He witnesses the activities of the living entities and gives them permission to act. So this is the Tattvam Yajjnanam Advayam, the undifferentiated, non-dual knowledge. So the beginning is Brahma, Brahman. So since it's the beginning, this is the first step in realization. I thought we could have a little class on Brahman today. Everybody can stare at the tip of their eyes and chant, Om. So that's today's class. So this is the situation, human life. We have a very wonderful opportunity. We have opportunity to come from very low condition. Oma jnana timarandasya jnananjana salakte. We come from a very unfortunate condition of life in this material world. We were born in the darkness of ignorance. And fortunately, jnananjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena, the spiritual master has given us some light to see, some dark light at the end of the tunnel. This opportunity is there in the human form of life to come from very low condition, very abominable condition of life many of us came from, and somehow or other, we don't know, Brahmanda, Brahmiti, Kona Bhagyamanji, somehow or other we were fortunate enough to get the opportunity to cultivate this Bhakti Lata Beach. So here, there is these three situations. Now the human form of life, this, all these different positions we find, that's the whole Vedic culture is designed simply to bring us from very low condition of life and to gradually promote oneself. So that is the responsibility of the human form of life. That is not found in other forms of life. That is the, what is it described, that the ahara nidra bayamaitanam cha samanyam etat pasubir naranam, that the living entities, all humans and the animals, all have the same activities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But the human being has the, I don't know, next two lines, the dharma vishesha, that the human being has the special opportunity to follow some religious principles, to cultivate religious life. And these different types of religious lives, they are given here, jnana, yoga, and bhakti. And they give by these processes, tina, sada, nirabhash, brahma, atma, bhagavan, trivida, prakash, means they're understood. Brahma, atma, and bhagavan are understood through these different three processes. And even then, before that, it's not, that's even a higher level, because in the material world we're born in darkness of ignorance. That means, generally it means tamagun. In the same chapter, same second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam where this verse came today, it's described that just a little bit after that. It says, Partevo darano dumas tasmad agnis trayimaya. Tamasas tu rajas tasmat Satvam Yad Brahma Darshanam. This Brahma Darshanam all again. So this is described that the Parthivad, from the earth, we get wood. The trees grow. We've planted some trees recently. We hope they're going to grow. This gives from the earth, the wood is manifest. And from wood, you get, next comes Dharana. No, Dharana is the wood, and Dumas. Dumas is the smoke. If you rub together some sticks, you can get some smoke eventually. And then from that smoke, hopefully you'll get Dharana Dumas Tasmad Ignis Trayimaya. Tasmad Agnis. The fire. Tasmad Agnis Trayimaya. That from this fire, one can perform sacrifices. And in this way, he can advance in this human form of life by a performance of sacrifice. That is the whole purpose of human life, to perform some type of sacrifice. So in the same way, tamasas tu rajas tasmat sattvam, that from we have tamasas, rajas, and then sattvad. And then if one can come from these situation, tamagun, to raise himself to rajagun, and to, from rajagun one can come to sattva, sattvam yad brahma darshanam, then one can have darshan, one can understand something about the absolute truth. So how the absolute truth here is described, there's this Srimad Bhagavatam verse describes it, tattvam yad jnanam adhyam, this absolute truth is three phases, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan. But these are adhyam, non-dual. That means there is no difference. It's like we chant abbreviated version of our prayers before taking our meals at home. We just chant Mahaprasade Govinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnave, Svapunyavatam Rajan Vishvasa. Because these things are non-dual. These are not different. Mahaprasad is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Govinde, Nama, the holy name, Brahmins, Vaishnava, Mahaprasad, Govinde, Nama, Brahmani, Vaishnava. These are a swapa punya vitam rajan. If someone has not very much piety, because according to piety, one is in these different positions of life. Whether he is a jnani, first of all, in the world where we're living here, our society, current society, there's not many jnanis. Mostly they're bogies, at best, even. Karmis is a very elevated platform, actually, compared to our modern society here. 98-99% of the world are vikarmis, engaged in sinful activities, only engaged in sinful activities. And if someone is fortunate, he thinks, okay, let me perform some religious activities. He cultivates religious life. And these are also described in the Vedic literature as dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Gradual progression is there. See, throughout the Vedic literature, there's different types of progression. So dharma is the first step of human life, as we mentioned, that the dogs and cats, they don't care for rules and regulations of human society. They're simply engaged in these four principles, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. A human being, he can cultivate this knowledge, religious principles. And from that dharma, the next result of dharma is artha. He develops his economic development. Economic development is the idea that modern society working hard to get one their own head in economics, not supported by the Vedic culture. Actually, Chanakya Pandit practically gives practically an opposite description. He says, Daridra Nashanam Danam, that you give charity and you destroy your poverty. It's just the opposite conception of modern life. They are trying to accumulate whatever they can by hook or crook. But future, who can understand? Who can say? So dharma, artha, and then kama, with that money, what does one do? One engages in sense gratification. And sense gratification becomes frustrating. Matra sparsha situ konteya sitoshna sukha dukada. That's artha, we can get sense gratification and there's frustration. So frustration, as a result, he comes to this point. Either he becomes completely disgusted or by some kind of knowledge, by some good fortune, by cultivating knowledge, bahunam janman anamanti jnanapam mam prapajati. That, of course, that's positive sarvamiti, that's practically Brahman status, that he can get frustrated and he can come to this platform of, oh, let me give up everything. He comes to the platform of knowledge and gives up this hard struggle for existence, prakriti stani karshati, that he's struggling very hard to enjoy the senses in this material world. He gives up that endeavor and cultivates, okay, Brahman. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from his very childhood, he taught his mother. One time, Mother Sachi came and gave him some sweetmeats. He was here, something for you to eat. And as soon as she walked away, Lord Nimai, he started eating some dirt. Mother Sachi looked back and says, what are you eating dirt? What is this? I've given you some nice sweetmeats and you're eating dirt. Says, what is the difference? Lord Chaitanya said, what is the difference? Sweetmeats or dirt is all one. And Mother Sachi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his mother, he taught the world from his very childhood that no, this is not all one. Why you say like that? That sweetmeats, you become healthy by eating them. By dirt, you get sick. And then the same things as you can take pot, you can take earth. You go down to the river with a lump of earth and you can't bring any water back. You can bring it back with a pot that just transforms the earth. You have to transform the earth. Similarly, just like this first Parthivad Daruno Drumas, that from the earth you get the wood, but from the wood you can offer sacrifices. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired her to preach this knowledge that this Brahman is not the ultimate situation. Everything is not all one. We don't want to come to the class and hear om, om, but there's situation, there's variety. Variety means mother of enjoyment, Srila Prabhupada used to many times say. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. So otherwise, Brahman, we have Paramatma. Paramatma is he described in Bhagavad Gita little bit, Upadrashtanumantascha, that he's the overseer and the permitter. So this is the result of cultivation of yoga. Yoga is another advancement over the situation of jnana. So in this way, we can come to bhakti. Bhakti is we are trying to become to that platform, but bhakti, engage in devotional service. This is a very exalted platform. It's not that this Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prays that Ami to Vaishnava e Buddhi Hoila Amani Nahoibe, that he thinks that he sings like that, that if I think that I'm a Vaishnava, then I'll not be able to cultivate this humility. So humility is the ornament of the Vaishnava. It's not like one should think, oh, I'm great to devotee. But this, again, these platforms are there, just like we have this, it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shradavan Janahe Bhakti Adhikari Kanishna Madhyam Uttama Shraddha Anusari, that even in the devotional platform, there's different stages we have, stages of Kanishta, Madhyam, and Uttama. And all of these different stages, they're coming from this Shraddha, according to one's development of faith. So faith is the cultivation of anushilanam, bhakti anushilanam. We cultivate the process of devotional service by association of devotees. This is the most important process, practically, that of associating with devotees, satovare, that one can engage in devotional service through that process by the mercy of the devotee's spiritual master. So, I don't have these notes. These different stages of the Absolute Truth, Brahmaiti, Paramatmiti, Bhagavaniti, Shabjate, they are, we could understand, these are all non-dual substance, Advaya Gyan. The Krishna is, even in the platform of Bhagavan, we had recently some, Achyutananda Prabhu sent me some article, our old associate, Vrindavan, he's gave up the ISKCON Society and cultivated some other path. He wrote that someone had asked him how to differentiate between the forms of Narayan and Krishna, that the Sri Vaishnavas there worshiping Narayan, and we should preach to them. And he said, well, no, everyone has their own method of worship, and we should respect like that. He gave some examples that Rupan Sanatan Goswami, they preached to his brother to give Anupam to give up his worship of Lord Ramchandra. But he didn't point out that actually they did preach to him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also preached to Venkata Bhatta, and he actually converted him. He preached to Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta said, no, I can't give up the feet of my Lord Raghunath. But Venkata Bhatta and his family, they become followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there's actually a difference. Even the gopis, when they were looking for Krishna at the Govardhan Pujas coming up, they were searching on the sides of Govardhan Hill. There's one place called Paita. As they were looking for Krishna in the forest there, Krishna thought he would have some fun, and he manifested his form as Narayan for them, before them. And they said, oh, dear Lord Narayan, please accept our obeisances. Can you help us find to Krishna? Where is Krishna? So this way, they were not very interested. Narayan. This is the platform of the devotees of Krishna. This is understood from Bhagavat. Here's second canto, third canto, Ete Chamsa Kalapumsa. We've heard this a little bit in Bhagavatam class, that all these different incarnations described in the third chapter, Bhagavatam, the different incarnations of Krishna. Uh, Di parcereva hida santaram abhupetya, di payate vivitahetu samana dharma. It's just like one candle lit another candle. But Krishna's too Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original form of personality of Godhead, and he's the saman bonum. Rupa Goswami in his Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he points out how Krishna has so many wonderful qualities that are not even found in Narayana or other forms of the Supreme Lord. And this way, he shows how Krishna is, the worship of Krishna is the greatest opportunity that in this human form of life we've been given this opportunity. And that is the most, what is that? Jai Jane Bhaje Krishna Se Bada Chatur. That one who worships Krishna, he's the most fortunate. She's the most fortunate. They're the most fortunate. One who worships and engages in Krishna consciousness. So we have to see our position and try to improve it according to the Vedic standards. Whatever our position in life is, however much our faith in Krishna consciousness, we're not interested in worshiping Brahman or Paramatma. No one wants to come here to listen to glories of Brahman and Paramatma. We come here to listen to the glories of Bhagavan, not even Bhagavan, but Krishna. We want to hear about Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is our desire. We're following in the footsteps of, is it Satyavrata Muni? Please bless me to become your devotee. Give me the chance to become your devotee. So that's our prayer. Anyone has any comments or questions? Very comfortable.
Hari Bol. So there's a philosophy that states that as soon as you attribute some feature or some form of the Lord, you limit him. So how would you counter that? I mean, they say as soon as you attribute something, you know, a form to him, a feature.
Sounds like Brahmavadi.
Yeah. How do you counter that?
Let them engage in the chanting om or whatever. No, this is a Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that let not the wise disturb the minds of the ignorant. So you can leave them alone if they're worshiping Brahman. That's all right. But what is that? Followers of the Vedas, they worship like that. But let me, he wants to worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard the Supreme Lord is playing as a child, crawling on his four hands and legs. So we can give them opportunity somehow to hear. We try to give everyone opportunity. That is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's Krishna Prema Pradayate. He's distributing Krishna Prema. So we're trying to follow in his footsteps by going out on Sankirtan. This is our movement. Jagyai Sankirtana prayer. Yajanti hi sumedasa. We have some intelligence, then we should go out somehow or other. Not go out means whatever, some way or how or other. Yena tena prakarena mana Krishna nivesha. That somehow or other we get them to just think that Krishna is so nice. You can think about Krishna a little bit. Just somehow or other get them to think of Krishna by hearing Krishna, 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 taking prasadam. Somehow or other. That's the recommendation Rupa Goswami gives. Yena tena prakarena. Somehow or other. Just think how to spread this Krishna consciousness movement for the benefit of others, just like we've been given that opportunity. This is our purpose in life. Something else, Alisa?
Haribol, thank you for nice classes. If you go to first shloka, can you please, the first shloka of today?
First shloka of today, yes.
Yeah. There are three words that are translated as mystic yoga and bhakti and knowledge.
Jnana yoga bhakti, tin sadhanirabhas.
Can you please elaborate more on it, especially with the word-to-word meaning?
Jnana is knowledge, yoga is mystic power, bhakti, devotional service. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also described this third verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's described, what is it? I don't even remember. Yad Brahma Panashadi Tadapyasya Tanuba, that this Brahma Jyoti, this effulgence of the Brahma Jyoti, Brahma Atma Bhagavan, Trivida Prakash, this is the Tanuba, the effulgence of the body of the Lord. What do you want me to know? You want to learn how to perform Gyan? You study Vedanta Sutra or chant Ma Om?
I was surprised that he did yoga translation as mystic yoga.
Yes, yoga is translated actually as mystic power. So this is the, what do you want to say?
I was surprised how it was translated.
How it was translated, how was you surprised? Yeah. So mystic power, that yoga is, because jnana, you can get, what is it? Sat. Existence. You can become eternal. And from yoga, you get chit, is a knowledge. Knowledge, if you can knowledge, you have knowledge, then you can have so many wonderful powers. You can have, you can understand what is what, or what is the Paramatma. If you're in touch with the Paramatma, then you can do so many wonderful things. You can, that's called mystic power. Mystic means you don't, other people can't understand how you're doing. But you're doing very simple things. Srila Prabhupada said that a yogi's going from one planet to another is just like you're going to the store or something. So that is very wonderful for someone who only goes to the store. He's thinking, oh, he can go to other planets, he's taking bath. Srila Prabhupada said that there's still yogis there that go take bath, Ganga, Jamuna, or the whatever, the here and there, they go to take bath through the waterways, they can do. We had we had one at least. We used to go to Kumbh Melas. We had opportunity to go to the Kumbh Melas. So one of our god brothers, he said that he got there a little bit early to set up things. He said he was taking bath. Actually, he said he was swimming in the Ganges up at Haridwar. They have Kumbh Mela there also. And he was swimming, he saw some rock, funny looking rock out in the river, he was swimming towards that direction. Some other people said, no, don't bother him, he's meditating. That's somebody's head, the top of his head, he's meditating under the water. So like this is our mystic powers. They're very unusual things for you and me, but for them it's nothing. This is...
Hello. Oh, can I ask?
Oh,
a
I'm
question?
Sorry. Yes.
The last line of the purport of the second verse we read. He witnesses the this is Paramatma. He witnesses the activities of the living entities and gives them permission to.
Yes, that's the Bhagavad Gita verse I mentioned. This two lines. Upadrashtanumanta. At the whole verse is Upadrashtanamantas cha bharta bhokta maheshvara paramatmeti. What is that? Paramatmeti chapyukto dehesmen purushapara. He's purushapara, not the ordinary enjoyer like us. But he's upadrashta, it means the overseer, just like the, because the Upanishads, generally they talk about this Brahman and like Paramatma. So they describe there at the Dvasaparna that the two birds are sitting in the tree and one is watching the other enjoying the fruits of the tree. So that overseer, the bird who is witnessing, that's the Paramatma. He's witnessing the other living entity trying very hard to enjoy. So he's overseer, Upadrashta, and Anumanta, he gives them permitter. Permitter means he's also Eko Bahonam Yoga Dadati Kaman. He's giving the facilities. Okay, you want this, you want that, okay. He's supplying the ingredients. We don't have ability to accumulate the things for our enjoyment on our own. That is given by the Lord. He gives that opportunity. How you're going to eat with your nuts and bolts produced in your factory. Yes, okay.
My question is...
He witnesses the... Okay, yes.
Can we say that conscience is the Supersoul?
Conscience, yes. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. Yes, he's the supreme conscious.
We are also conscious.
The two birds.
I didn't say conscious.
Huh?
Conscience.
Yeah, conscience.
To normal people, you know, conscience. Their conscience.
Okay, I'm sorry, yeah.
Says, don't do it. Do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
That's
you
fine.
Know, is that the super soul?
That's fine, yes. If someone is advancing in spiritual life, then he gets to get that...
Direction.
The direction, yes. Mm-hmm. The spiritual master, he's the external manifestation of that conscience. Mm-hmm. He tells us, don't do this. And if one listens very carefully and perform and acts in that accordingly, then gradually he gets to hear better and better so that he can hear that conscience and within his heart, that super soul. And then he can become mystic power, mystic yogi. Or he can go on and become bhakta and worship Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu. I was thinking about the yogi who's meditating on Paramatma. That's normally considered an impersonal path, impersonal.
It's kind of in between.
Yes,
Paramatma.
So let's say the yogi was not interested in the yogi powers, but he was meditating on the super soul. It seems like that would approach the personal, maybe he could develop bhakti.
Yeah, Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Tasmad Yogi Bhavarjuna. What is that? Yoginam Api Sarvesham, Madgatin Antaratmana.
Oh, right.
That if one can come to that platform, yeah, this yoga is very nice. Huh?
Takes very long,
yes. Yeah, but we're starting from very low. I was mentioning that there's so many different positions. This Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes all these things very nicely in Niyamagraha, that there are so many rules and regulations in spirit and religious beginning with religious life and spiritual life everywhere. Human life means rules and regulations. Srila Prabhupada said, you can't ask dogs and cats to stop at the red light. Human life means that you have to stop at the red light and you have to perform this and don't do that, like that. Yeah.
You know how Sri Prabhupada was saying how like the impersonalists make the argument that if you imagine God has qualities, I guess they think you're limiting him?
Well, then, I know you and your Trivikram have some...
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a wonderful point. It's a wonderful point. But it's like if they're saying God can have... I think Prabhupada also used this. Yeah, but if you say God can't have qualities, then you're also limiting him. So, I mean, you know...
That's a good one.
Shrivakram's right. I mean, they do say that. I'm not arguing with them. No, Shrivakram's right.
That's what some philosophers say, not me.
Oh, you're right that they say
So we shouldn't limit ourselves. We have to. We have an opportunity to attain very exalted platform. Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, he says that that even from the very childhood, because this adruvam arthadam, this human form of life, is gives them a very nice opportunity to achieve some great value, even though it's temporary. We don't have to spend 100,000 years in this body, this miserable body, but we can finish up really quick. All right, yes.
The Yadu dynasty.
Reminded me.
The Yadu dynasty meditated upon Krishna as Paramatma.
Did they?
Yeah.
Where did you get that?
It's in Prabhupada's books.
Okay.
That's how they regarded Krishna. So it is possible to worship Krishna as Paramatma because they saw Krishna before them. Obviously.
Okay.
He had two arms there, usually, dealing with them. But they saw him. Yamshama
Sundaram Guna Sarupam Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochana Ina Santa Sadeva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. At the devotees, they see Krishna always in their heart, as Shyamasundar. Two hands. That's okay. I'd interested what particular part of Srila Prabhupada's books where that came.
I'll have to find it, but it's in a bunch of different places.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. There's no doubt. You were talking about, anyway. I had some other thoughts. I had so many things going on in my head last night, this morning. I thought, whatever. Sharangataka, we're going to continue?
Hare Krishna, just one interesting point. My brother gave me his scripture, and I was looking at this particular translation, and the commentary of this one verse, the commentator said that he specifically said that God has no form, and he specified all the different...
God has no form.
God has no form, no arms, legs, and all that. It was very, very detailed, which goes to show that without the proper specific succession, the knowledge coming down, you know, the present guidance, this, you know, you just speculate, you have no information.
Yeah, this is exactly what the Srila Prabhupada, how he described the Mayavadis, that you have no hands, you have no legs, you have no ears, you have no eyes, you're dumb, deaf, blind. They're Mayavadi Aparadi, they're offenders. So we're very fortunate. We've been given some kind of wonderful gift. We have to take advantage now. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.